Don was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness, where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here. To trap inside a magic studio. The adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
It's the Tortured Poets Department Day After. Wow. What an album. Double album, we found out. That was a new twist that we didn't see coming, which maybe some people did, but Taylor Swift's new album ended up being a double album. I mean, she just can crank out these songs. It's amazing to me. She really is. So we're going to talk about our thoughts. I haven't had a chance to listen to all of it, but what I've gotten through, I ended up having to change and listen to something else because I was like on the verge of tears the whole time.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
Like, I kind of need to get myself together.
You got emo.
I did get
okay,
totally
tell us about
emo.
It.
Well, the first songs I got to, I think, the 12th song. And after that, I was like, I got to get myself together. Like, I have to go into work and I have to be normal and not be like.
Well, yeah. What made you so sad?
Well, it's going through a lot of her past relationships where, you know, she's just so heartbroken and she's so like, it's not like. A lot of them aren't like angry, like anthems where you're like, you know, it's kind of sad that it seems like she falls in love and falls in love hard with everybody. And she doesn't have that like cut off feeling. Like she just seems like such a normal girl that goes through these things and these relationships where she's has this ideal of like what the kind of fairy tale of what she wants it to be and then how people let her down. It just seems like that over and over. But I'm just amazed by her, the turns of phrases and just like, and it feels deeper. I don't know what the difference is because I haven't, you know, fully explored every Taylor Swift album.
Did you have a favorite, like of the things that you listened to?
I did love, oh, gosh. Sorry. Which one is it here? Oh, gosh. We were just Alexis was just filming it. What's it called?
What was it about? Do you remember?
It's about coming down from the gallows and
Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
Okay.
Yeah. That one is like.
What's that one about? I don't remember. I mean, I've listened to a good chunk of it, but I don't remember which is which. What's that one about?
I mean. Remember? It's just about like somebody who doesn't treat her with very much care. And
you just
like
the song or the music
it.
Or what?
Well, and then it's like talking about how kind of she died inside and she was up at the gallows. And then she's like, I'm going to rise up from this, come down the street to the party that you're at. Mm. And I'm like, hey, here I am. Are you afraid of me? Like, who's afraid of little old me? But she like screams it and you're like, yes.
Yeah. So
yes.
You were feeling it.
I was feeling it.
Okay,
yeah.
So lots of emotions. Mike, yeah. I know you mm-hmm. stayed up late last night
I
to
did.
Catch the Tortured Poets Department. By the way, Mike had a night last night, and we're going to get to that because you will not believe
no.
where he went last night. Dawn filled us in on her feels. You got to listen to it as well. How are you feeling this morning?
Yeah, I'm loving it. It's very, very good. It's the first 15 songs are very emotional, very lyric driven. Mm-hmm. If you are a Taylor Swift fan expecting to turn it on and you're going to hear Bad Blood or Cruel Summer or one of these really, you know, full of hook songs that are going to be radio plays all the time, you're not going to probably get that in the first 15 tracks. On the next or first 16 tracks, the next 15 tracks, there were a few more that have a little bit more upbeat, more guitar. It's different.
I'm like,
it's a different
I don't understand.
Vibe between
like,
the two.
Being able to get
feelings.
Through all of that is it's totally a lot. And it goes everywhere. And frankly, you know, I'm not a Taylor, like I wouldn't call myself a Taylor Swift fan at all, but I do appreciate some of her music. And I think there's some really good tracks from the little bit that I've listened to. And we can talk about them. But I think there's also this whole layer with Taylor Swift of not just the music, not just what sounds lyrically good or musically good or you know, from that perspective, but also you have this whole, like, you know, gossip layer. You've got this whole personal narrative layer that she brings to the table. And we're going to talk about some of that throughout the show. Like, there's a lot of gossip about, what'd she say about Kim Kardashian? What'd she say about Matt Healy? So when you're listening through this, you kind of have to listen, by the way, to all of that multiple times, I would imagine, for probably like the next few weeks and months to get the full appreciation. That's also kind of overwhelming.
Oh, for sure.
Like, so as a fan, I can imagine you're feeling the pressure to just consume it all.
Yeah. The one example I gave, it kind of feels like she's got the energy or the, like, the sass level or the I don't give a bleep level of, like, Reputation.
Yeah.
But this is also the first breakup album we've had since Red. So it feels very much like the attitude at where she's at in life of Reputation, but then infused with a true breakup album like Red was.
Yeah.
So it's kind of really story driven, really relationship driven, but I don't care anymore, and I'm going to learn a new word, and that word is the F word, because she says that a lot.
I will say I appreciated that.
I was like, ooh.
I was like, so if we're going to play any clips, we're going to need the clean versions, because she dropped some F-bombs left and right and some other words.
I'm like, you go, girl. You're in your 30s. Drop the F-bombs.
Yeah, absolutely. Does it feel, Mike, as someone who's, you know, sort of been in all of those other albums, like a marked difference in this? Again, it's really early, and it's just the beginning, and you haven't had a lot of time to set with it, but does it feel emotionally different as an album?
I think it does, because I don't think it's as much of like the teenage sadness and like breakup songs of like, oh, I'm so sad because this is more like self-reflecting, like I was in this relationship that I shouldn't have been in, or I was putting you in this situation, and very much reflecting and a more mature take on a breakup song, which is great because her fans are evolving, you know, with her and getting older with her, so people can relate to this music even better.
Isn't it interesting how with other songs that are breakup songs or something, I tend to think about me as I'm hearing it. But with Taylor Swift, I think about her. I do think about me every now and then. It comes back to me. I'm like, oh, I felt that way with that guy. But then I'm literally, she's created something where it's like, we're thinking about her life. I'm thinking about what Taylor went through. I'm seeing Taylor sitting in a room at a bar with some guy who's telling jokes way too loud, and she's kind of embarrassed of him, and she kind of wants to get out of it. But I just see it all. But I see Taylor there, and I don't see me.
I think that's also probably the fact that that's, you know, a very, her life through the tabloids has garnered people's attention in a way that sells music.
I almost wish that I could have, like, I would want her to break up with me and write a song about me.
Oh, really?
Because it's so beautiful.
I literally said the exact opposite. I was like, I would run so far away from any relationship with Taylor Swift. I do not want to be a part of your album.
I just think about like Joe Alwyn, if he's listening to this overnight. Even I saw like Kanye West is sitting here listening to every song. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like these
there are a lot of people
must be consuming this and going, oh my God, my heart is broken for her. And me, it's just such
yeah. That's
an
very evolved.
Sound.
I don't think they probably would appreciate that, because I think eventually, maybe like 20 years from now, Taylor or Kanye West ain't gonna feel that way.
Well,
Kanye
he's West all kind of messed up, but yeah. I just think that people are so engaged with what she has to say and how she and impressed, like from all walks of life, from some screamo rock guy to, you know, a country star, to someone who sings opera. Like, people are listening and going, oh my gosh, oh gosh. I think so. I don't know.
No, I think that's a very astute observation.
People. Yeah. Man. It's so far.
You said
it's
you
so
got
good.
Emo. So like, what else was making you particularly emotional about? And if you guys are just joining us, by the way, we're talking about Taylor's new album experience. And again, by the way, she's still on tour, right? Isn't that tour still going on?
Month, I think, is when she heads back. I know there was a bit of a break here, but yeah, the international leg is going on
it's
for all
so
this entire
year.
It's
so insane to me that she's dropped all this new music amidst a tour.
She's like,
so I don't even know how you do. So does that mean when she comes back, she's going to be including songs from this album?
I don't know.
Because
how
can you not?
And she always does those surprise tracks in the middle
of
it.
And then also, by the way, she's releasing a single tonight.
Yeah.
Which was released today, but an actual single. It's the one with Post, right?
Posties. Post Malone?
Yeah, the video. Yeah. And so their next...
Fortnite, which, by the way, sorry, I don't think is about... You guys were really hoping it was about the game.
I wanted her to be playing Fortnite, just to lighten it up.
She is being joined by Paramore to start her big European run. Now, she's got 4 dates in France, starting on May 9th. And then back from straight from France to Stockholm, Sweden, straight to Portugal, then to Spain, then to France once again, and then the UK. And all of that is within a month. So she's about to get very, very busy. In fact, all of May, all of June, all of July is back to back. Even August. Wow. It's all back to back to back to back. She'll get some time off between September and October, but she's basically early May until August. She's going to be performing every
and
single
by the way, she's also having like a high profile relationship.
Yeah.
It's so she's got,
which by the way is a publicationship, right? Like, so she's, you know, this is a publicity. This woman is just executing publicity 101 all over the place. So she's got a publicationship. She's got the album within the album. The reason that you're listening to the album and a lot of the reason we're spending our entire first segment on this is because she has incorporated the content of her album into the pop culture that people talk about. So the fact that people think about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West and others is a direct result of her inserting herself into these stories and then turning them into music that you're going to want to buy. So it's just so
genius.
Many layers.
It's just genius. I think, and Mike, you're going to have to not correct me on this, but I'm feeling like that the first, you know, 15 tracks I've listened to, the darker side of it, that's it's very ethereal and has a different sound to it that I haven't necessarily heard before. Like, it does seem like, okay, this is obviously Taylor Swift, but there's also some glimpses of her inspiration in other music, I think.
Oh, for sure.
And I think of Jack Antonoff saying, like, there's an 80s sort of, like, yeah, that synth sound.
Mm-hmm. It sounds very Imogen Heap, which I don't know if Jack Antonoff has worked with Imogen, but it has that very emo-like
far away sound
quality that's very lyrical. Or not lyrical is the right word, but not in the sense of lyrics, but in the sense of just melodious. I don't know. There is, like, if you go back and listen to some like early Imogen Heap,
definitely,
it sounds very similar. But I also got some Miley in her voice.
Yeah. It's
But I think that's her like country roots. Anyway, it's a lot.
It's something. And I feel like if anybody knows who Amy Shark is, it kind of reminds me of that too. It's just a very large sound that just makes your heart soar whenever it gets into the hook where you're like, oh, there's so much here. It just, Jack Antonoff and other producers have really captured and mixed in ways to match the lyrics to the producing, you know? I might be getting too deep in the weeds here, but it's just like those words are matching the sound.
Yeah, Lana Del
Rey. How big it is.
Lana Del Rey is another song another voice we've kind of heard people trying to compare some of those early tracks to, and I would totally agree. I would say, though, if you're listening and you're like, wow, this is not what I was expecting, I wanted some more of that traditional music that we've heard.
Just wait.
We'll jump ahead, to the second half of it, because you do get a lot more tracks. The diss track about Kim has guitar, has more of a hook to it.
I will say there's also a different sound with those tracks.
It's a completely different sound on a few of those. So I would definitely keep listening on to that those second 15 songs. You're gonna find something you like.
Okay, cool.
When we come back, Mike's got all the latest that's not Taylor Swift, but maybe he'll throw some Taylor in there too when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1. Hey, my talkers, Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. Your dental health is super duper important. I want you to finish out the week taking care of yourself and maybe your whole family while you're at it. Make appointments. So if you've not gotten that regular checkup and screening on the books, do it now. And then when the time comes, like even if it's months down the road, it's totally fine. Dakota Dental would appreciate, you know, the heads up. Then they will give you the heads up, the reminder right before your appointment. So even if it's months out, weeks out, what have you, that's fine. You won't have to worry about it. But it's just like one less thing to have like rolling around in the back of your head. And then when you're there sitting in that dentist chair, you're going to be getting the best dental care in the state of Minnesota. I know that, because I've been a patient at Dakota Dental for years. Everything from emergency dentistry to regular checkups, even dental implants. Call my friends at dakotadental.com today and don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Yes, the latest in entertainment, it's Mike with the Dirt Alert.
Yes, let's start things off here with a new movie that's in talks. And we heard some rumblings that casting has been already announced, that Martin Scorsese's film about Frank Sinatra is eyeing both Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence to play his wife, second wife, Ava Gardner. And Scorsese is talking about the fact that this isn't the first time this project was trying to be made.
I didn't know that. I did see a headline about it being long delayed. So is that what?
Yeah, it was long delayed because apparently the estate of Frank Sinatra, not a fan of this idea, and apparently did not give their blessing to Martin Scorsese. Now, he has since said, well, they can't hold us back on certain things. So it sounds like this time around, they're going to push forward and make this biopic regardless of approval from the estate. But Sinatra basically is the one who has yet to give her blessing. She's in charge of the estate. And many feel that the reason why there's maybe some hesitation from the estate is the fact that Ava Gardner is going to be a big role in it. And of course, that's the individual who broke up the first marriage.
It's not going to be the super pretty side of Frank Sinatra.
Which is kind of why we'd want to watch it.
Exactly.
Yeah, we don't need the saccharine propaganda film.
Yeah, exactly.
That so the family would want. Rightfully so, but we've seen enough of those movies.
Right.
Sounds like another biopic on the way soon.
Oh, which one?
I don't know. Maybe one about Michael Jackson? Let's move on and do another story here. Fallout has only been out for...
just shaking her head I know. In the corner.
With him.
Yeah. Fallout...
well, you don't have to. That's the good news.
Yeah.
Only a couple episodes of the new show Fallout over on Amazon Prime Video, already renewed for a second season. It is crushing. People are loving it.
My boyfriend is watching that without me.
Why?
With his kids.
Well, why didn't you join?
Because he has time with his kids that I like to respect and just like, not that they wouldn't care if I was there. I just like to let them do their
thing.
But
you're not going to watch it on your own.
I am going to watch it on my own. Yeah, but I'm getting through Three Body Problem.
How's that coming?
It's coming good.
Oh, good.
I like it. Yeah.
You actually started watching again?
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
I'm in three episodes.
What do you think? It kind of has changed, hasn't it?
It has changed. Yeah. It went from me thinking that this was just some, I don't know, the threat has become different.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh,
like,
I know exactly what you mean.
I didn't know what the
That's what I was waiting for
first.
You to get to, because for those of you who haven't watched, Mike, have you?
I have not gotten into it yet.
And we're not going to give spoilers, cool. But
yeah,
it becomes a very different show.
Yeah. Now I understand sort of what's going on, but there's still so many other things that are coming I can tell I don't get.
Yeah. But did you notice the gaming?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you guys would get a kick out of that.
Yeah.
Jason Kelce has lost his Super Bowl ring in chili.
I heard this.
Wait, like a bowl of chili?
Well, it was more of a pit of chili that his listeners were wrestling in.
Oh, I thought I was being facetious because I thought you meant like he went to Chile.
No.
Oh, the country.
The country and lost
literally
his
lost
ring.
It in
you
chili.
Meant actual chili.
In actual chili, the food. Jason Kelce, they hosted a New Heights event last week. You may remember there was a video of Travis chugging some beer and slamming it down while he was receiving a diploma. Apparently that was all part of a New Heights, their podcast live show that they did.
Okay.
And another part of that live show performance was a competition where you had to like run through. Now, this was in Cincinnati, and one of the legs of this competition, you had to jump into this big vat of chili. And apparently he went down to help somebody out, or he grabbed somebody And he thinks he lost his Super Bowl ring in the chili. That's Nobody's been able to find it.
Yeah, they probably just tossed it all out, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to sift through the chili. They're
like, we're going to feed this to some people who won't need chili. Can I just pause the dirt alert for a moment? Mm-hmm. Dawn.
I'm sorry. I have to organize. I'm so unorganized right now.
Okay.
I am fully listening.
What's happening?
How many bags do you have over there?
I'm going to have my lunch bag, my purse, the bag that the other bags go in, my
makeup
bag.
So while you're
bag.
Giving this very erudite dirt alert, Mike,
sure.
You can't see because I don't think
I'm
can't
sorry,
see
it's
there's
probably
a camera.
Distracting to
no,
you.
It's fine.
She has single-handedly reorganized three bags.
Wow.
I mean,
that's impressive.
It's a
multitasking.
Lot.
I have to get these things in the bags or it's just going to be a mess. Okay, I'm done.
Now return to your regularly scheduled dirt alert, Mike. Yes. Thank you.
Taylor Swift isn't the only one dropping some diss tracks. Drake has officially released a Kendrick Lamar diss track called Push Ups, and it's on streaming platforms right now.
So, people like those
a lot of drama.
Drake diss tracks, mm-hmm. don't they?
Yeah, he's pretty good at, you know, responding. Dissing. I don't know.
Well, Dawn, go pack another bag. When we come back here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, we've got a show within a show. Juicy bits of gossip with the names left out. Mike, you got any blind items today?
I do.
Fabulous. We're doing it next right here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Dawn McClain, and this is Blinded by the Item.
Blind items are celebrity gossip with the names left out.
Together, we'll play detective to figure out what the item is telling us about our favorite celebrity. It's the tortured poets department. That's what it is. I want to say society when it comes to Taylor Swift's new album, but it's not society because that's too close to Dead Poets Society. So it just came out last night. It's a double album. We're all kind of freaking out.
Yeah.
Especially Mike.
It's a lot of music. Well, of the three of us, Mike is the super fan. Mike, how are you feeling?
Tired.
Yeah. Did stay up late.
I did. I waited.
He was like, I'm going to go to bed. And then he realized, oh, no.
In my head, I was thinking, well, it's not coming out till midnight. And I was like, I'm not going to stay up till midnight unless it actually comes out at 11 and I could have the entire album done by midnight. And that's exactly what happened. And I loved it.
Do you have a favorite song? We didn't get to that in our earlier conversation.
Yeah, no, I really like Florida. I love the Florence and the Machine
really
song.
I really like that too.
I really like Florida a lot.
It's such an interesting sound with Florence and the Machine. Again, I'm not like I wouldn't call myself a Taylor Swift fan per se, but I appreciate nice things, and that was a good song.
I like Down Bad. Unfortunately, it is not appropriate to play in all forms because there are a lot of F words in that song. Yeah. But I really like the vibe of that song. There was a run basically from Down Bad all the way to like Who's Afraid of Little Old Me. The first three are the first three, I was kind of like, is this what the whole album's going to be? And it kind of was, but it does pick up on those next like six songs, and I love that run of songs.
I do too. The next run of songs I haven't listened to.
No, the run from basically 4 all the way to 10.
Oh, so okay.
It does change.
Yeah, from Down Bad all the way to Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, I loved every one of those
tracks.
Because
I thought the same thing as I skipped through a couple of them at first because I was like, okay, this is all sounding very similar. And then once you get to like Florida, things change.
Don't you think everyone on the way to Florida on the plane will be just, you know, anytime somebody goes to Florida?
If I was, he's singing the song over there.
Florida.
I was just thinking, like, if the tourism board down in Florida doesn't use this opportunity to rebrand.
Do you think
also,
that? Also,
Florida,
what?
Nothing.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off.
No. It's just if I didn't want to get into the whole Florida conversation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can be tricky sometimes. Okay, do you have any blind items that aren't about Taylor Swift?
No, only Taylor Swift blind items all day long.
I'm fine with it because blind items are just like a crossword puzzle for people who don't want to think too hard about words.
And I will just say, she didn't leave a lot of blind items up for interpretation.
No,
she just spilled all the tea.
Know, that is such a good point. Like, people are like, do you think the song... Okay, word Kim is in the song highlighted going, this song is about Kim Kardashian. And people are like, do you think it's about Kimberly?
Even though in the song she says, I changed the name and all of the clues, so only you and me will know the song is about us. And I'm like, no, you didn't. You spelled Kim.
Maybe someday your daughter will listen. We get it.
Yeah,
it's good
for her.
I also thought she mentions Charlie Puth and how he should be like a like he should be more
popular than he is.
Popular, and I thought
or more successful than he is, or something like that, yeah. Right?
And I thought, do you think Charlie Puth was listening to the song and then went, "Oh yay!" I would if I were Charlie.
Oh,
Puth.
Of course.
That's so nice.
Maybe it was negotiated before the fact.
Oh, look
Maybe
at you!
They got paid. I don't know.
Yes, this is what we need.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do some blind items here today. We're going to start off with this one. Now that you've got the A-list actress telling everyone that the pay cable show is coming back, even when the slightly higher on the list actress is saying they're not sure, it sure looks like the producers made a decision on which was more valuable.
Okay.
A-list actress paid cable show and a higher on the list actress.
Mm-hmm.
Does this have anything to do with Euphoria?
Yep.
That makes
Zendaya
perfect sense.
And Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah. According to the blind items, maybe they made a decision on who was more valuable to that particular show because Sydney Sweeney is telling everybody, oh, no. It's definitely coming back. We're good to go. We're going to have the next season.
They're all pretending.
Where Zendaya is like, I have no idea. That's not up to me. I don't really know any of that those details. So according to the blind item, now Zendaya is one of the producers. So
right.
That part of the blind item doesn't make a lot of sense. But according to it, maybe Sydney Sweeney is the one they deemed a little more valuable, thus maybe paying her north of $1 million an episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they might get money like there's all sorts of ways this could play out. So it doesn't surprise me that it's complicated between the individuals involved. Like, they may all have the same goal in mind, but different ways to get there.
Absolutely true. Yeah. And I think that maybe they've also realized Zendaya herself, like, they can't afford me anymore. So the valuable one to us is we know we can get Sydney Sweeney to do it. I don't know.
Sure.
Who knows?
I don't think, I mean, Jacob Elordi, Zendaya, like, I think none of them want to go back to doing that if they don't have to, because their careers don't require it any longer. And right. I could see, like, once you're done with something, and also they're older now, so, like, it's gonna be awkward and weird, and they're gonna have to be really, like, strategic about how they play that out, right?
Yeah.
Because it's been how many years?
At least 4, right?
Oh, yeah. Because it would have been, the third season would have been at the start of, was it only delayed because of the writer's strike or because of the pandemic? I can't remember.
I think it's both.
Was it both? Well, then, yeah, it was. Let me see here. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
No, it's all good.
I don't have to research. Yeah. We're just musing. People out there listening can be like screaming at us.
It's all good. They can send us, hey, by the way, put a comment in the YouTube video.
Yeah, you're right. 2019 is when it started. So we're 5 years into this now.
So again, like, they've all grown and it's going to be awkward. And the fact that they might, you know, for different reasons, not want to do it, but also may not want to just look like they don't want to do it. I mean, it's Hollywood after all.
Exactly.
Nothing is real and everyone smokes.
Both Zendaya is 27 and Sydney Sweeney is 26, just for those who are maybe wondering.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Let's do another one here as we'll jump over to this blind item. Today is a huge day. This A-plus list actor is going to be nervous for a while he is at the mercy of his offspring. It is telling, though, when a former co-star gets birthday gifts every year and his offspring doesn't.
Oh, okay. Does this have anything to do with, like, Dakota Fanning and Tom Cruise?
Okay. That would be the A-list actor. Why is today such a big day?
Because it is Suri's 18th birthday.
Oh, that's right. She's a big girl now.
And we got to see her do her paparazzi walks in New York all the time.
Well, and she's not going to get, what is it? Well, she wouldn't get it, but, you know, child support. He's not paying that any longer.
Oh, right, right.
But
I thought you were going to say a coconut cake.
Or that. Very likely.
But the real question, I think, with the blind item is alluding to is something we've talked about for a couple months here, is that there's apparently lots of procedure. I think we had a blind item like a couple months ago that, like, just the whole idea of, like, Scientology has, like, a playbook in place for this moment, because there's a very good chance now that she's 18 and maybe he's going to speak a little more freely about her life experiences. Mm-hmm. They might not be looking too great and she might spill a whole bunch of tea.
Which is why they might want to make her, if they haven't done so already, a suppressive person.
Yeah.
Which is a behavior
sure
we've...
I'm sure she's already a suppressive person to them.
Which is a behavior we've heard routinely from the church.
Yeah.
So.
You know, someone that just opens your eyes to the fact that you're in a cult. They don't want those people around, so they call them suppressives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Well,
I you know, the one thing that I've always wanted is an autobiography from what's her name? The mom.
Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes. And I just don't think we're ever going to get it while Tom Cruise is alive, frankly. But I think Suri could tell a lot more tales that Katie couldn't.
And we also need one from Nicole Kidman. That's what I would like. I want all of her details.
Put it on the list.
Yep.
And
yep,
of course, filling in the blind item, the other half of that is it's pretty telling when we found out earlier this week that Dakota Fanning gets a gift, and she's gotten a gift every single year from Tom Cruise
since
she was 11 and in War of the Worlds with him. So.
Yeah, you know, I didn't realize, like, I kind of forgot that they don't have a relationship anymore. Like, he doesn't see Suri.
Mm-hmm.
It's really odd. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's just totally odd and very predictable from the point of Scientology because she's not in it. Yeah. So the fact that she's not in it would indicate he's got a reason to not then maintain a relationship, which is really sad.
It is sad. Hmm.
If indeed that's the truth.
It's a blind item.
Speaking of which, blind
witches.
Items and said organizations. This former A-minus list actor supposedly kicked out of the organization. Sure doesn't feel that way, considering how hard he's recruiting for it while in his current situation.
Oh.
This is not John Travolta. But another Scientologist who's like been kicked out, but this, acting like he's recruiting.
This former A-minus list actor was supposedly kicked out of the organization. Mm-hmm. Sure doesn't feel that way, considering how hard he's recruiting for it while in his current situation.
Is it Will Smith?
No, I'm assuming it's
they were just adjacent.
The one who's in prison.
Danny Masterson.
So he must be recruiting in jail.
Oh, for the love of God.
But remember, they distance themselves from him because, well, I mean, essentially, they called him a suppressive person, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Or that was the blind item, maybe?
I believe so, yeah. So there you go. According to this blind item, Danny Masterson is supposedly kicked out of Scientology, but it sure doesn't feel that way considering how he is recruiting for it in his current situation as he's in prison. We did get a story last week that was kind of like he's the king of the place and he's like running the joint there wherever he's at and everyone's looking up to him and he's the leader and it's like, okay.
Do you think that's because he's a celebrity?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And knows people. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What an interesting world.
Yeah. That's not fun. Let's not talk about Scientology anymore.
Why?
Does that sound like a fun plan to you guys?
It's
fine.
We're up for anything.
Whatever you have to give us.
All right. Sounds good. Let's move
on. Another Scientology.
Move away from the Scientology corner. We had divorce corner, divorce alley yesterday. Now it's Scientology Square. Let's go ahead and move on to this one. This A-list singer turned host wasn't very happy with her former reality co-star and what he did for just a few weeks ago. So we've got an A-list singer turned talk show, A-list singer turned talk show host wasn't very happy with her former reality co-star and what he did earlier this month or a couple weeks ago.
I just think of Kelly Clarkson when you say reality show and host.
You should be.
But who's her former reality co-star?
Mm-hmm.
Justin Guarini?
Nope.
So reality co-star being like a American Idol co-star?
Nope.
Okay.
Was she a judge?
Yep.
Oh, she was.
But not American Idol?
Correct.
No, The Voice.
There you go. You're on the right show.
John Legend?
Mm-mm.
Nick Jonas?
Mm-mm.
Blake Shelton?
There you go.
Yep. Did you happen to hear what Blake was up to a few weeks back?
No.
What did Blake Shelton do?
Well, a few weeks ago, let me fill in the blind. A blind item is just that Kelly Clarkson was certainly not very happy or is not happy with Blake Shelton for what he did earlier this month or a few weeks ago. He officiated a wedding. A wedding that featured the very hated ex-father-in-law of Kelly Clarkson.
Mr. Blackstock.
Oh,
yes. Daddy Blackstock.
Daddy Blackstock.
I think that's what he goes by.
Wait,
yes.
So Blake did what
he officiated
wedding?
The wedding.
He officiated the wedding. Officiated the wedding of Daddy Blackstock.
And I think I think that guy is also Reba's ex.
Yeah, is it is Reba's ex. Yeah.
So, yeah, wow, I don't know. There's some sort of connective.
All sorts of bridges.
Exactly. Some sort of connective tissue in there. And
Kelly, I don't want to burn that bridge, but I certainly don't want to burn Reba's bridge.
Well, yeah. Reba's probably just, she's in love with somebody else. She's fine.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm not messing with Reba because she's the queen.
And Reba kind of took his spot on The Voice, too. So maybe there's...
Interesting. The blinds get juicier.
They get a little juicier, but there you go. He filled in the blind there. You guys got it. Kelly Clarkson apparently not too happy that dude she was not a fan of.
Yeah. Well, okay. Be better.
But, you know, I feel like she might just be eye-rolling him, you know? I don't think it's like a serious, like... Because everybody can't... Well, in the world of celebrity... In celebrity music, it's kind of like so, it's not as big as we think. So you'd have to like sit there and go, how can I not offend this person or this person? You know, it's just, it would be tricky.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that guy his manager? I'm sure he is because he's one of the biggest managers in country
music. Maybe, sure. That's a good question. Yeah.
All righty, let's do another one here as we roll through the blind items. You guys are crushing it, just cruising right along. Let's move on to this one. This foreign-born, mostly movie actor, who is an Oscar winner, was told by his doctors that he should start taking the weight loss shot. But in a reversal of what we've heard from most people in Hollywood, he refuses. He says he wants to enjoy life and taking that shot would be absolutely miserable.
Foreign-born
A plus slash A list mostly movie actor who's an Oscar winner.
And Russell Crowe?
You nailed it.
Wow, good job.
This is kind of a reversal of what we've seen in Hollywood, but according to this blind item, and again, I don't know who's talking to Russell Crowe's doctor, but according to the blind items, he was basically suggested by his doctor that he should be taking the weight loss drug, or he couldn't be, or whatever the case may be. It might be good for his health. And he says no. Again, according to the blind items, he likes to drink too much.
Okay.
Okay, well.
All right.
Good luck to him.
Yeah.
Here's that.
I mean, look, if you don't want to do something, like... The fact that he doesn't want to do what everybody else in Hollywood is doing, you know, good on him.
Absolutely.
If it's not right for him, I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
All righty. You guys got that one. We are continuing to move right along. Let's go to this next one here. This former A-list singer who has been on a long hiatus, or I should also say foreign-born A-list singer who's been a long hiatus, has been deciding whether he wants to become an actor or a singer.
Oh.
If we've got any indication, he is starting to book tour dates for 2025.
Wow. So foreign-born.
Yes. Foreign-born, former A-list singer. So foreign-born, former A-list singer has been on a long hiatus trying to decide if he wants to be an actor or a singer. And if we've got any indication of what he decided, he's apparently booking tour dates for next year.
Gosh. The hiatus is what's screwing me up here.
Okay. Foreign-born, former A-list singer. Oh, so it's not like a Bieber.
Former.
It is not a Bieber. No, it is not.
Let or a Shawn Mendes.
Nope, it is a Shawn Mendes.
Oh! Good job.
According to the blind items, it sounds like Shawn Mendes might be starting to put feelers out and maybe starting to thinking about booking tour dates for 2025.
Okay.
So he might be returning back to music. Again, this is a dude who did the acting, did the Lyle Crocodile singing slash acting voice role, and now is maybe going to go back to music.
Okay. All right. Well, good for him. He maybe, speaking of witches, maybe his girlfriend cast a spell on him, and he's like, I just want to get back out there and sing again. Babe, come on.
So,
yeah.
That's what he's going to be up to.
All right.
Well, fans everywhere for Shawn Mendes will be excited. Camila Cabello, on the other hand, maybe not.
I've been to a Shawn Mendes concert, I think.
Oh, you think you have?
You think you have?
Tell us more.
At XL Energy Center, there was a big flower that lit up in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Like the staging was really beautiful. I think I did that.
All right.
I think it was a Bids for Kids thing. I apologize. Bids for Kids is a, if you don't know, and you're just listening to this podcast, this is a charity event we do. So I kind of feel guilty that I don't remember if it was Shawn Mendes. Oh, well.
I'm sure Shawn's not listening. His feelings won't be hurt.
Okay.
Let's cruise along and do another one here. You guys are rapidly firing through all of these. Let's go to this next one. And it is going to be all about a A-list singer who started off as an actress and has a big project coming out soon. Did not go home with her boyfriend the other night. Instead, sent him home, and she kept on partying.
An A-list singer who's an actress.
Mm-hmm. Started off as an actress.
Mm-hmm.
Has a big project coming out. Didn't go home with her boyfriend the other night. Instead, sent him home so she could keep on partying.
Oh, is that like an Ariana?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. She's going to run out of blind items for us.
Well,
we're doing too good.
I mean, I think at this point, that I feel like that relationship's not going to go on forever.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't surprise me that it's already on the downward slope.
There's been, you know, she, as we've discussed, she falls hard and fast for a lot of people. And
yeah,
it sounds like there's been some rumors that,
she's trying to fall hard and fast on something else.
Perhaps. Uh-oh. You put that.
Well, that's why she's out of the club.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the indication, perhaps.
Yeah.
When does Wicked come out finally?
Until like October or November.
Oh, so God, I feel like it's been coming for like two years solid. Yeah.
Well, they had to stop filming for a while.
Yeah, well, the pandemic,
they had like one scene left.
It is it's a Thanksgiving release, the 27th.
Okay.
The 27th of November.
November, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
that'll be the perfect time to see that, though. Everybody will be in a great mood.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, I mean, it's not a holiday film, but it gives you that sort of nostalgic feeling.
Yeah.
Still a long way away, but yeah, we'll be looking forward to that. I'm definitely not stalling trying to find more blind items because you guys are
it's all
right
good.
I'm going to say that I am looking forward to Cynthia Erivo.
Yeah.
Way more. I mean, because that's the role, you know, I mean, that's the role to have. Not that playing Galinda isn't. I'm just saying it's a story about Elphaba. And I cannot wait to hear Cynthia Erivo's voice.
Yeah. No, I think it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. And everybody's going to love it. We're going to be doing all sorts of blinds about it, I'm sure.
Uh-oh.
You okay over there?
Yeah, I'm caught. I was just getting a pen. I have to keep adding to my list, you know, because I do keep a list.
She does. Dawn has the most aggressive blind item list.
Aggressive! Because I have a list of A-list foreign-born singers, but I don't A-list singers.
Oh, okay. We'll put down a new category, honey.
Okay. And then I have the couples category.
Oh, the couples?
Yeah.
Who's on the couples list?
Oh, my gosh. Where to start?
Well, we got time.
David Harbour, Lily Allen.
Who's that?
David Harbour's from Stranger Things. Lily Allen is a British singer.
Oh, I know Lily Allen. I didn't know who he was.
David Harbour, yeah. I've got Ashlyn Harris, Ali Krieger, and Sophia Bush.
That's
a thruple, but not really. Those are soccer.
Wow, she's got like arrows and everything, Mike.
It's like a whole flowchart. I love it.
It is.
You guys want to do one final blind item?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Milk this one as long as you
want. Okay, we're going to take this one slow.
If not, we'll go back to my list.
There you go.
We'll always just talk more about Taylor Swift's new album.
I'll just say we've never gotten through 9 blind items before in a day, but you guys did today, and I'm proud of you.
We won't be so good on Monday, don't you worry.
Yeah,
it comes
trust.
And goes.
This A-list actor was paid a heavy fee to speak highly about an A-list co-star that seems to have vanished as of late. And this is probably because they're a little concerned with the association they've got to somebody who's in a little trouble.
Oh. Hmm.
So we've got an A-list actor that was paid a heavy fee to speak highly about an A-list co-star, as that co-star has seemed to vanish a little bit from the public light, considering their association with another troubled individual.
Oh, okay.
A-list actor.
Mm-hmm.
Association with
recently was talking really highly about a former co-star, an A-list co-star.
Hmm.
Think of our and then that's because they are tied to somebody who's
the co-star is tied to somebody.
Yeah. Yes,
so who that isn't the best with their public
Can we think
image.
Think of some people that maybe aren't the best in the public image sense right now.
Oh boy, where to start?
I was going
to
say Kanye.
Keep going.
Who did we just talk about?
Or who did we like only talk about last week? 2 weeks ago?
Oh, I know.
Sydney Sweeney, Dakota Johnson.
No, male.
Far more. Yeah, this isn't just bad ratings. Yeah, this is far worse.
Oh. Sean P. Diddy Combs.
Yeah.
So this A-list actor was paid a heavy fee to talk highly about their A-list co-star, as this person, she has kind of vanished recently, and that's probably because she's trying to avoid any association to P. Diddy.
Oh, so we still have to figure out the
actor. Two more people, or who's a co-star.
A woman who's like, don't bring my name up,
can we
please
think of any A-list actresses that...
Oh, yeah, this is on the
A-list
tip of my tongue.
Actress slash A-list singer slash A-list dancer. Slash A-list everything
Paula
in
Abdul.
Her mind.
J-Lo.
Oh, J-Lo.
Oh, okay. So
a former co-star with J-Lo has been recently talking really highly about her.
Not anymore, though.
Well, was recently talking highly about her because he was paid a lot to do so, according to the blind items.
I see.
Trying to help her public image a little
bit. Co-star. There's a story about this.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is not coming off the tongue.
All I can ask the two of you, is why are you here,
Matthew McConaughey?
There you go. You guys got it just in time.
Why are you here?
Matthew McConaughey has been recently paid a heavy fee to speak highly of Jennifer Lopez. It's funny because she's trying to maybe rehab that image after she's vanished a bit ever since we've heard issues with P. Diddy pop up. So,
Mike,
P. Diddy Pop.
Delivered some amazing blind items today, which is why we were able to so deftly solve them. Dear listeners, you were solving them as well. You were playing the home game, which you can do every day. Download our episodes to your heart's content. Watch us on YouTube, which, by the way, if you're watching, I see you. I know you're there, so make sure you subscribe. Like and subscribe our podcast as well. We'll be back on Monday with more
Blinded by the Item.
Bye.